By one measure, those who would like to stage a terrorist bombing in the United States have already succeeded. They haven't blown anything up, but they have made an entire country somewhat nervous about their intentions. Ruel Marc Gerecht, a former Middle East specialist in the CIA, says the way the United States has reacted to the information it's received of such a threat has been less than judicious. Mr. Gerecht, why? What should the United States have done with the information it learned of?
I think we can assume that the information that the U.S. government had was somewhat more specific than what it initially released. And by making a worldwide alert, they essentially violated common sense. I mean, Americans are not going to stay away from festivities in New York City, Paris, London, or Jerusalem. And more important, I don't think we want them to. I mean, the last signal that you want to send to bin Laden and the Islamic zealots in Afghanistan and Pakistan are that that Americans are running scared. And in particular, I don't think you want to send the signal that American Christian pilgrims to the Holy Land should curtail the public expression of their faith. That's the opposite of what you want.
A threat of the kind that triggered the worldwide alert is an amazing act of political leverage. We don't know how many people out there want to blow up something in the United States or kill a lot of Americans, but it could be a very small number who've had an enormous impact on this country right now.
That's the advantage of terrorism. The guiding tenet of terrorism is you can do a lot with a little. And if you take Osama bin Laden, I was recently in Afghanistan, and It's difficult to get exact numbers, but probably he has no more than, say, 1,000 men who revolve around him. Of that 1,000, how many are capable of traveling overseas, of properly trained, et cetera? It's probably very, very few. And the danger for the United States is that by essentially giving them a propaganda victory, that you will tempt them to do it again. Granted, it is a very difficult balance for the United States government between trying to protect American citizens abroad, trying to give them the information they need, and not giving comfort to the enemy. But I think in this particular case, they've gone too far.
Well, if in fact any nation that's been threatened with some kind of terrorist action has an interest in showing that it's not cowed and that it's not going to grind to a halt because of such a threat, why do you think it is that the United States has been, by your standards, a little too eager to send out alerts about how we should all be careful and perhaps stay away from crowds overseas?
I think the problem has sort of had its genesis in the Pan Am 103 disaster. And what happened from that incident is that inside the American government, there developed a no double standard policy. That is, the U.S. government didn't want to possess information that it would use for the benefit of U.S. government employees, save my family first, and that wouldn't be released to the U.S. government. This is combined, I think, with just the normal bureaucratic desire to protect your back. And what has happened is there has been this sort of lawyerly progression so that you don't want to take any risk.
Lest some pipe bomb go off somewhere, someone is injured, and that person say the government knew this might have happened and they didn't warn us.
Correct. I think sometimes alerts are appropriate if you have very specific, country-specific information.
You used the word lawyerly before. Do you think that's literally what this is about, that in our litigious society, I mean, people really feel that they might be sued in some way if they don't issue a warning?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what actually the legal ramifications would be for the U.S. government, but I'm sure it is a factor. I mean, it's a philosophical factor, perhaps more than it is an actual legal factor. But yes, there's no doubt that the risk aversion that is common in American society affects the American government as well.
Well, Ruel Marc Gerecht, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Mr. Gerecht, who's a former CIA official, also wrote the book Know Thine Enemy, A Spy's Journey into Revolutionary Iran, under the pen name Edward Shirley.